Hey, what's up, guys? Bruce from Printavo here, Simple Shop Management Software. Today, I want to talk to you about the difference between contract and direct-to-consumer screen printing and what you want to decide and how you want to balance that. So the two main differences is when you're contract printing, you're printing for somebody else behind the scenes. You're not going to be shown to the end customer. You're usually going to drop ship that good off to the end customer. If you're going direct to customers, you're going to be marketing direct to them and you're going to be working directly with that end customer. Now the two biggest differences here are the pricing. On contract side, what you're doing is you're only adding the contract print pricing to your quote. So when you quote out that job, you're only saying, I'm going to print this for 50 cents for each piece. But now when you're doing direct to consumer or retail screen printing, you're able to not only mark up the garment, but then you add in all your other pricing from there. Now, sometimes contract and sometimes retail setup charge for different setup charges or other charges around the job, like ancillary type of charges. Definitely do that and work to do that as like upcharges, right? So if back and tag, for example, individually shipping them, those types of value adds, you can charge for those. Now there's a lot more flexibility in the direct to consumer pricing because you can work with them and you can show the value add. A lot of times on the contract side, people want to build a lot more of a relationship and keep you and stay with you a lot longer. You can find different types of customers that will send you contract pricing just by talking to other shops, taking their overflow, working with ad agencies. Ad agencies work directly with bigger companies and then they need printing done and they will contract that out to you. But just remember, it's a lot more about efficiency when you're doing a lot more contract printing, right? Because you're only adding a print cost. You don't have a margin in on the garment. Now, of course, if you have a setup fee, maybe that can help garner it, but probably not very much, especially when you get into the larger piece type of items. Some shops only do contracting, some do only working directly with the consumer, and some do a mix. Actually, quite a lot do a bit of a mix just to take in any sales that they can bring in. But regardless of what you're doing, you really want to make sure that you're making a true profit off the job or else you're just working for nothing. And that can happen a lot of times on the contract side, especially as there's no markup on that garment. So do the math, really think things through, amortize your expenses, and look at your pricing to make sure it's truly a profitable job that you're taking on, whether it's retail or it's contract. Here to talk a little bit more about contract printing and direct-to-consumer printing is co-owner of Campus Inc., Stephen Ferrick.
What's up, Bruce?
All right, so what do you think about this topic? Either or. You guys don't do much contract.
We don't do much contract printing.
And what was your thought behind that?
We're not set up to be a contract printer. Basically, those businesses are run completely different than the way we're set up to run. Mm-hmm. We make our money on selling garments as well as printing as well. But if you're not careful, contract printing could be a quick race to the bottom. People start contract printing when they think they need to just make extra money to keep their presses running. But what they don't realize is that they could actually be creating more debt by keeping their business open and printing for really low margins.
So what do you mean by your business is not set up to run contract jobs?
Right. So if you go to these big contract shops that are set up for contract printing, they have everything so dialed in and calculated because they charge for everything. They charge for each screen, they charge for ink replacements, they charge for unpackaging, because they have a dollar associated with every task in their business. Mm-hmm. And so in their form of manufacturing, it's very calculated because there is such a small margin for error. If you're a normal direct-to-consumer shop and you start contract printing, you'll find really quickly you might take a lot of jobs that make you a really small amount of money, and if you're not efficient, you can lose a lot of money that way as well.
Is there any thoughts of getting into contract printing or setting that up or no?
If you're going to be a contract printer, you have to go direct to screen so that you can eliminate setup time. You need to have a really, really good system for artwork approvals to make sure that you are getting print-ready artwork right away. Your artist should not be having to, you know, be doing custom artwork or anything like that. And then your press operators need to have everything dialed in perfectly so that they know exactly how long setups take, exactly how long your presses are going to be running for. Because in contract printing, if you are off for 30 minutes or 40 minutes, that could be a whole lot of money that you're losing if you're not efficient.
Your overflow work, do you sub out to a contract printer?
All the time.
How did you find them?
Basically, you look in your logistics is a big thing. So we looked within one day shipping, or even in our case, where we could send someone to go pick up shirts. So our contract printers are within 100 miles of us in each direction. And they're all set up to do different things, embroidery, screen printing, even direct to garment printing. I don't think it's a bad thing to broker out jobs that you're not able to handle, because you should do jobs that are in your scope and then send everything else out to those experts in those fields. They're set up to run that way, and they're there to complement your business, not compete with you. So when we're busy, we send stuff out all the time because we just can't get it all done, and there's no need for me to go buy another press if I'm only crazy busy during that, you know, couple months of the year where I'm requiring it. So I think contract printers are almost like an elastic cloud, more or less, that you can use to your disposal as much as you want. You obviously want to have really good relationships with them.
And then when do you determine to sub out a job or not?
Basically, we look at the scope of the job. Does it fit in our wheelhouse and our profile? Like I said earlier, our shop, 4 or 5 colors, not crazy sim process. We don't do a lot of 4-color process. Mm-hmm. And so if I notice that it's gonna stretch us too thin or it's out of what we're capable of doing, I will instantly call another contractor and say, can you take care of this for us? You might make a little bit less money, but at the same time, you know the job's gonna be done right. So then you can focus on jobs that you should be doing that are profitable for your business.
Awesome. So those are the differences between contract and retail pricing. This is Stephen Farrick. Thanks for watching.